This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 22nd of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Consideration. This group processing session is 58 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
This is the 22nd of February, afternoon processing hour. I want to take up some processes now which are fairly routine. Now, anybody who exteriorizes well, or exteriorizes and will run these things inside his head, deserves everything that will happen to him. Let me put it that way. In other words, you run these processes, you exteriorize. Let's be out someplace, get up above Phoenix someplace, go sit on a hotel or on a mountaintop or someplace and run them. That'll do you 90 times as much good, if not 99 and 44 one-hundredths. Okay. Now, I want you to muck yourself up. Now, as somebody who is considering something. And now get a lot of mock-ups as you, as somebody else, a little boy or a little girl or something, being very yap-yappy about knowing. You just be this character and look at this little boy or little girl and just mock up this little boy or little girl knowing, great enthusiasm. Mock them up over and over and over and over. You just sit there and consider this character now. Now let's mock up this little dot of light, which would be you as a thetan, you know. Mock this up as somebody else, and you sit there and watch this little dot of light, and it knows. And it's being very, very insouciant about knowing. Just mock it up over and over and over. It's knowing. It's being very enthusiastic and forward and brash and yap-yappy about knowing. Do it some more times. Keep putting that spot of light there that's yap, yap, no, no, it just knows. Oh, boy. You sit there and regard it. Now get what you're going to do to it each time. Mock it up some more. I'll get it in that hateful mood if it just knows everything. Mock it up time after time now, each time knowing overtly. Now mock it up time after time, knowing about you. Overtly. Now, each time, get your plans for it. Mark it up, knowing about itself now, and get your intentions toward it each time. Okay, now let's get some places you are not. Some more places you are not. Now let's mock you up as somebody else and get you very yap-yappy and knowing about death. Knowing all about death. Let's just mock you up as somebody else many times over and over, knowing all about death. You mock you up now as somebody else, knowing all about life. Do it some more times, over and over. Now let's mock your, throw that away. Let's mock yourself up now as something triumphant and regard you as somebody else. Then sweep both those mock-ups aside and do it again, over and over. All right, set that aside, and now mark up you as somebody else, dead. Now you be somebody regarding you as somebody else, but you as somebody else now is a little black ball. Sweep that aside and do it many times. Regard this little black ball, it's you. Set it aside each time. Do it some more. You as a little black ball. Get your consideration of this little black ball. Okay, now let's get some places where you are not. And some forces you are not this moment resisting. Some more forces you are not resisting. Okay, now let's check off some forces which are not resisting you. Now let's get some heavy objects that you're not trying to move out of place. Some more heavy objects you're not trying to move. And now some objects which are not at this moment trying to move you. And some objects which are not trying to pull you to them. And some objects you're not trying to pull toward you. And some objects you're not trying to uproot. And some weapons which are not at this moment leveled at you. And some weapons which you do not, at this moment, have to use. On somebody else, of course. Okay, let's take hold of two parts of the body and hold on and don't think. Now, whatever visio you have at this instant, black, white, or green, doesn't matter, whatever you see at this moment, duplicate it many times. Duplicate it some more. Now, any nothingness which you find lying around, duplicate it many times. Any nothingness. Or mock one up. Okay. Now let's get some sounds that you wouldn't mind hearing. Some smells you wouldn't mind smelling. Get some more. Okay, and now some sounds which somebody else wouldn't mind your making. Now let's get now some words or symbols which, if you thought of them, would not instantly clear you of all aberration. Code word that wouldn't spring a bank for you. Let's get some orders now that you are not at this moment receiving. Let's find two objects in the environment, hold on to each one, sit there and don't think. Okay, let go. Take a look around. Pick out something real. Duplicate it many times. All right, throw that away. Now let's get two objects that you're not trying to hold together. And two that you're not trying to pull apart. Now let's get a series of objects that pair each time that you're not trying to pull apart. Now a series of two objects each that you're not trying to pull together. And a series of objects now that you're not trying to hold in one place, single objects. And let's find a series of places where you are not. Okay. Now let's get a series of people you are not. And now a series of animals that you're not. Now let's get several types of traps which you are not using. Okay, now let's put the postulate. It has arrived in the front wall, the back wall, the right side wall, the left side wall, the ceiling, the floor. Now put that postulate in a great many objects or barriers in the environment. Okay. Now let's check around the environment and check every object and barrier, including distances, that you can find, which definitely are not keeping you from reaching a goal or your goals in general. Just check these over to see whether or not they're keeping you from reaching your goals. Include some distances in that. Look around real good. See if there's anything around here in the way of objects, barriers, distances that are keeping you from reaching your goals. Make a decision each time. Okay, now into a lot of objects, barriers, and spaces, put the feeling of unconsciousness. Okay, now put the feeling of apathy in a number of objects. Okay, now check over some places where you are not. Some more places you're not. Some places you're not unconscious. Now let's check over some games that you're not playing. Some more games you're not playing. Now let's check over some game penalties which you are not now receiving. Now let's check over some games you're not losing right this minute. Now let's check over some game uniforms you're not wearing. Some more game uniforms you're not wearing. Some more games you're not playing at this moment. Okay, some places where you are not. And some weapons you are not at this moment discharging. One appears, get some others that you're not discharging. And some weapons that are not being discharged at you. All right, now let's get some weapons not being discharged at you from behind. Now let's get one for sure. even though you had to make it an Australian boomerang. And now some places where you are not. All right, now some things that you're not at this moment trying to materialize. Well, let's get one for sure, then some more. And let's get some kinds of bodies you are not at this moment occupying. Some more kinds of bodies you are not occupying. One for sure. Some more kinds of bodies you're not occupying. Now some kinds of energy that are not at this moment invalidating you. Some kinds of energy that are not trying to make you wrong, same thing. Some kinds of energy now that are not making you wait. Some more kinds of energy that aren't making you wait. You're one for sure. One for sure. Now some kinds of energy that you aren't at this moment losing. and some kinds of energy you're not worrying about. Now let's get some pits you're not falling into. And now some energy that isn't preparing to strike you at this instant. Some more of them. Now let's check over some things you're not trying to cause. And some places you are not buried. Okay, let's mock yourself up now, dead with terror, dead because of terror, and do it again, and do it again, and do it again. Get yourself dead every time. Terror and then dead. Do it some more times. Do it some more times. Get yourself real dead with terror now. Now mock yourself up, living only once, and then do it again. Do it many times, each time with certainty. Live only once. Do it some more times. Now mock yourself up as having an excuse to act as you please. Mock yourself up in such a way as you can act as you please. So nobody could censure you. Mark yourself up in such a way as you can't be censured. You can act as you please. Some more times, walk yourself up so you can act as you please. Okay, now let's get a lot of places where you're not. Let's check over some consequences that are not awaiting you. Let's find a couple of messed objects. Hold on. Don't think. Okay, let go. Be where you please. find earth beneath the building. We're getting bigger now, we're getting better. We can find earth beneath the building now. End of session.